Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper has declared this week to be Small Business Week across the state. Who are the leaders that are making the deepest impact throughout our region, and how are their businesses serving as examples of what could be the next big move for your business? We tackle this and more on this week's installment of the Mind Your Business podcast series, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I am David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber. Thanks for joining us again on the program. Your subscriptions, your downloads, they make a difference. We appreciate those of you that share this program with others. You can always subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We will bring this to you each and every Thursday right into that podcast inbox of choice. Got a great show for you this week. It's presented to you, as always, by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate and Appalachian Regional Healthcare System. Happy Small Business Week to you and yours. Most of the businesses in the state, in fact, identify as small businesses. We're going to share some numbers that back that up in a moment. But this also means there's an opportunity for strength in numbers when you see a split like you'll hear about. Who are the leaders that have done it well? They've made a name for themselves and their businesses in the same. How can those folks be successful in helping motivate other businesses to take the next step? A lot of times we look from within for those resources, those people that are willing to kind of walk along with us as we make that next big leap for ourselves individually or for our businesses. As we speak of leaders, Business North Carolina magazine recently released its Power 100 list for 2023. That sounds like a list that you just want to be on, right? The Power 100 list has lots of high country and Northwest North Carolina influence. And several more folks that are on that list have been involved as keynotes or panelists in Vision Northwest North Carolina over the years, showing even more examples of leaders that are willing to share. We have some exciting news to share, speaking of Vision Northwest North Carolina, about some of our upcoming breakout session panels regarding this year's event. And who knows, maybe some of those folks will become the next crop of leaders that are recognized for their contributions to their own business efforts, but also serve as the next great motivating force behind lifting up businesses throughout the region and the state in general. So we'll tackle these topics and plenty more on this episode of the Mind Your Business podcast. But first things first, let's pay the bills. When is this guy going to get on a Power 100 list? Maybe if it was Power 101, he would have been the one that would have been on. But special thanks goes to James Milner, Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, for providing professional commercial real estate services right here in the Boone area. Sales, leasing, consulting, appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. For more information, visit AppalachianCRE.com. Thanks to James and his continued support of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce and Mind Your Business. Also, the Schaefer Family Patient Care Tower, now officially opened at Watauga Medical Center, that fulfills Appalachian Regional Healthcare System's commitment to providing exceptional healthcare for the High Country region. The new Patient Care Tower was designed specifically to improve patient flow, safety, and privacy, all of which are cornerstones of healthcare excellence in the 21st century. The emergency department, imaging, diagnostics, the surgery suites, all located within close proximity of one another to ensure time-saving and efficient care continuity. Appalachian Regional Healthcare System is proud to be your healthcare home right here in the High Country and proud supporters here of Mind Your Business. All right, so let's talk leadership. The people that lead, the businesses they impact, how does that play here in Northwest North Carolina? And who are some of the shining examples that have found their way into the spotlight and will help lead conversation about future growth for the area moving forward? That is our broad topic on this episode of Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, offering sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce as we discuss business and business leadership here on the program this week. We've got some numbers to give you that will put small business into context for the great state of North Carolina. This is Small Business Week throughout the state, as proclaimed by Governor Roy Cooper. Now, chambers of commerce across the area would argue that every week is Small Business Week, but we get the point. Excellent excellent opportunity to highlight some of the truisms of small business here in the state. And one of those things is just the sheer number. So here on Small Business Week, we can help celebrate just about 995,000 businesses in North Carolina that proclaim themselves as small businesses. Now, there's not necessarily like a Webster's Dictionary definition of what small business is, but for some high country context, about 87% of the businesses in our area are small based on employee size. That would be 15 employees or less. So the vast majority of the people that are working for small businesses are working for relatively small businesses. We're talking 15 or less employees. That number is right around the same percentage for 10 or less employees. So we're not talking about big corporations, big manufacturing facilities. For the most part, we're talking about small inside one building type operations. 99% of the businesses in North Carolina total would classify themselves in that way. That actual number is 994,500. 1.7 million people work for those 994,000 businesses. So again, you can equate that there's a handful of people at most businesses in North Carolina. And that is clearly the same here in Western North Carolina. And speaking of Western North Carolina, and as we think about business leadership, so you'd think maybe some of those larger businesses in some of the urban areas, that's where the power and the brain power must be behind the state. And I would say, not so fast. We've got plenty of that right here in our region. So earlier this week, Business North Carolina Magazine, which is probably the foremost business magazine in the state and appropriately named for that matter, they put out each year what is called the Power List. And this is a list of the most influential private sector leaders throughout the state of North Carolina. So Power List 2023 just came out this week. And there are several folks that are either in the high country region or have pretty close high country ties. We're going to run down a list of a few of those. Let's start with the agriculture sector. These are broken down, this Power 100, broken down by 16 different categories. So in the agriculture sector, Russell Estes of Peak Farm over in Jefferson was on the list. White House Christmas trees routinely come from Peak Farm as recently as 2021. So the Estes Farm and Peak Farm on that list. In arts, sports, and entertainment, let me throw the name Marcus Smith out at you. If you're a racing fan, you've known the Smith family for a long time. Speedway Motorsports is his business, and he drove Speedway Motorsports International's efforts to bring racing back to North Wilkesboro. On the motorsports side, of course, Linda Cheek and the Wilkes Chamber of Commerce were big on that on the local organizing side, along with a number of other folks, and we're about 2 weeks away from race week down in Wilkesboro. Once again, that'll have a lot of folks back up in the high country, for that matter. In education, Dr. Sherry Everts, Chancellor at Appalachian State, on the Business North Carolina Power 100 list this year. No big surprise there, especially with the legislative pull that Appalachian State's had in the last few years. Great to see some money coming back to shore up some areas of campus. Dr. Everts definitely leads the charge in that way. In manufacturing, just down the road in Lenora, Alex Barnhart Jr. of Barnhart Furniture is on the Power 100 list. That business, Barnhart Furniture, employs 1,500 people in Lenore. When we talk about our region's larger employers, Barnhart Furniture right there at the top of the list. On the media side of things, a familiar name, Don Curtis, owner of WATA and Curtis Media on the Power 100 list. You also hear Don Curtis on the radio each and every Sunday with newsmakers. On the nonprofit side, we have two, one that you would not be surprised at all about, Franklin Graham from Samaritan's Purse on the Power 100 list. Also, Bob Wagner, who is the CEO of Mountain True. That is the organization that employs Andy Hill and his staff with the Watauga River Keeper. So again, one of the more environmentally driven nonprofits in the state. Bob Wagner, the CEO of Mountain True on that Power 100 list. A couple of folks also with local ties here on on the construction side, Eddie Vanoy from Vanoy Construction over in Jefferson. They are a regional, in fact, almost Eastern Seaboard player in the construction world. And Lisa Cooper, the CEO of Mast General Store, 11 locations in 4 states. Lisa Cooper was also singled out for the employee bonus program that Mast Store runs on the retail side, one of the more robust in North Carolina. There are also some of what I would call friends of the chamber, especially as we talk about Vision Northwest North Carolina, some Vision alums on this list, and one future Vision keynote speaker. So we've got Vision Northwest North Carolina coming up May 25th, and we'll touch on that here again in just a few moments. Our morning keynote speaker is on the Power 100 list this year, as written by Business North Carolina Magazine. That's Cecilia Holden, the CEO of My Future NC. You can hear from Cecilia at this year's event coming up here in just a few weeks. Last year's afternoon keynote speaker also on the list, Adrian Cole, the CEO of the Raleigh Chamber of Commerce, an App State graduate student as well. She was the Vision Northwest North Carolina 2022 keynote speaker on workplace culture, delivered a great message there. Patrick Woody, the CEO of the North Carolina Rural Center. He's an Allegheny County native and has been up here a number of times to support not only the Boone and Blowing Rock Chambers, but Appalachian State University. We just had him speak to Watauga Leadership Institute this year as part of our annual kickoff retreat. So great to see Patrick on the list. Chris Chung, the CEO of the Economic Development Partnership of North Carolina. He was a 2019 Vision keynote speaker. As a matter of fact, the first one we ever had. But he also spoke recently at the High Country Economic Kickoff Breakfast back in 2022 and is a routine friend of the chambers. So not a surprise to see Chris on the list. Bill Cecil Jr. of Biltmore on the Vision 2021 alumni list, along with Whit Tuttle, the Vice President of Tourism for the Economic Development Partnership of North Carolina. Those two gentlemen among the foremost leaders in the tourism industry. And again, Bill Cecil Jr. joined us for Vision back in 2021. So just some of the leaders that we see from the western side of the state that make their way on that Business North Carolina Power 100 list, that goes to show that just because some of our, and as a matter of fact, most of our businesses are small, the influence is large. And those people that I just referenced, definitely key drivers in the state's economic discussion, and certainly have Western North Carolina in mind as they advocate for us throughout the state and throughout the region for that matter. So congratulations to those folks. And again, if you come to Vision Northwest North Carolina, you've got a chance to see some of these folks in action, or maybe see the next person that finds their way on the Business North Carolina Power 100 list. And you'll certainly see one of those with Cecilia Holden coming up here a little bit later this month. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and talk a little bit about Vision. We've got a few new names to add to the list. Also, a couple of events that we want to make sure are on your calendar as we close down this episode of the program. You're listening to Mind Your Business, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Appalachian Commercial Real Estate provides professional commercial real estate services in the Boone area. They provide sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. For more information, go to their website at appalachiancre.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. We talk business and business leadership as we celebrate Small Business Week throughout the state. We just read through a list of folks that were on the Business North Carolina Power 100 list from our region. And those folks serve as motivators, as experts in their field, folks that we can learn from and apply their knowledge to our own business success. Vision Northwest North Carolina, our annual Economic Development Summit, which comes up later this month, is another area where you can hear from the examples of the people right here in our own backyard that are doing great things and apply those things to your own business and business outlook. And we've got no shortage of opportunities for that. Want to talk about a couple of the breakout sessions that we are just releasing today. You'll get two of these. You can go back to the Vision Northwest North Carolina event page and view the entire list of what we'll call supporting conversations to the broader topics that we're going to be discussing as part of this week's summit. So that morning session is about training for tomorrow. That's about how the education leaders around the area are really revamping how they are instructing the future workforce. It's not necessarily just about, hey, go to the four-year university, go to class, and at the end of 4 years, you will be trained appropriately to enter the workforce. We know that we must be much more nimble now in that approach, and we've got some great examples of folks that are doing just that, and one of those is our four-year institution, right? So Appalachian State is venturing out into other ways that they can continue to educate a workforce they've already educated, and that comes in their professional education series, and that is one of the subjects of our breakout sessions for that morning session is about professional education opportunities, and certainly what Appalachian State does in that way with bringing short and sometimes longer seminars to businesses and employees on everything from accounting practices to marketing and things that will help a business that is in a growth mindset maintain some sort of professional development for their employees to follow along that track. Dr. David Shows from Appalachian State will be speaking on one of our breakout panels about that program and how businesses can integrate with some of the intellectual capital that exists inside the Walker College of Business and a few other programs that get integrated into that and bring these educational opportunities inside your existing business. But it doesn't stop just there. The Small Business Center Network throughout North Carolina is one of kind of the hidden gems throughout the state. There are over 50 small business centers across the state that are all tied into the community college system. So basically every one of those community colleges has a small business center, and there are a few that have these kind of dual appearances. We're about to host one of those in Watauga County. Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute is actually hiring now for a small business center liaison for our county that will work along with Carmela Tomlinson down in Hudson, who operates the Small Business Center for Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute overall. And we'll have that Watauga County rep that will be able to help businesses from an entrepreneurial standpoint, certainly. Those that are just getting started, great resource to go to as you're thinking about what comes next. The business plan, the financing, the building, the hiring of staff, the creating of a brand, all of those things. The Small Business Center is well equipped to help with those. But then there's also the existing business support they give for those businesses, again, that are in a growth mindset. Maybe it's time to add space. It's time to add staff. It's time to add a new product. And the Small Business Center Network is well positioned to make sure that your staff and your business overall is checking the right boxes from a training standpoint as you're making some of those big moves. We have Lily Laramie joining us on that professional education breakout session at Vision North Carolina, Vision Northwest North Carolina. Lily is with Western Piedmont Community College. She runs the Small Business Center for that campus and can attest to some of the ways that the Small Business Center can be helpful, again, for businesses that are in a growth mindset. We also know that we've got a great resource here in Western North Carolina, Mountain BizWorks, which has a high country office that is run by Chris Graysinger. Chris will be a panelist on that professional education breakout as well to talk about what Mountain BizWorks does, again, for businesses that are trying to scale, offering great education opportunities, but this is also a financing option as well. You know, you can't grow without the money to grow, right? It's the water that helps germinate the seed. And Mountain BizWorks, as a CDFI, is one of the more creative lenders in our area and works with businesses that have that growth capacity to make sure that they can meet the financial qualifications that they need to indeed grow the way they need to grow. So a great opportunity there to follow up what is a morning session that will be spent on training. So again, that will be keynoted by Cecilia Holden from My Future NC. We just talked about her being on the Power 100 list a moment ago. Great panel after Cecilia's comments about how the education world is changing and trending toward efficiency and expediency when it comes to training our workforce. So we'll talk with Karen Barnes of NC Tech Paths as well about how workers in the tech field are getting skilled faster and they're getting high-paying jobs. And the training for that is right here in Northwest North Carolina. Dr. Mike McKenzie from Appalachian State will be educating us on what all is going on with App State's Hickory campus. It's about outreach and getting into an area of the state that was not served by a four-year public institution and bringing educational opportunities to them. Dr. Rick Hsu from Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute will be speaking about work-based learning as part of that training for tomorrow topic. That is something that the community colleges, again, across the region, across the state for that matter, will work with employees to offer up opportunities for training within the workplace. And Dr. Hsu and Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute do a great job of offering those opportunities here. And we'll actually have a breakout session on work-based learning and the details for that at boonechamber.com. Last but not least, Dr. Katie Wall from Lees McRae in their Outdoor Recreation Management Department will be talking about how their campus is really working to identify regional employment needs, things like wilderness EMT, resort area management, really finding out where the employment opportunities and pockets are within a particular area of the state, and really driving the opportunity to match up from an education standpoint. We'll look at that afternoon session. We'll focus on what employees and candidates are telling you in that recruitment and retention process. So we talked about last week the small business case study that we'll be putting under the microscope with Boonshine and Stick Boy Bread Company, talking about how they became a destination business. Their internal culture helps drive their external hiring and just how that all works. So Carson Coatney, Michelle Bowman, and Tim Herdklotz will be driving that conversation for us. But then again, as we get into those breakout sessions, one that we're awfully excited about is one called Friendly Workplaces. And this will include Lisa Finaldi from Family Forward NC, Lindsay Sullivan from App Healthcare right here in Northwest North Carolina, as she speaks about the Stable Workplaces Initiative, and then Devin Lyle from Wilkes Recovery Revolution. All three of these speakers will be talking about how the idea of a friendly workspace, that means from a family perspective, family-friendly policy. Are you allowing your employees to easily get out and, you know, take the kid to the doctor when they're sick, or be at awards day, which is coming up here in Watauga County Schools not too far down the road? Prioritizing the opportunity for your employees to feel like they can still serve their families while they're also serving in the workplace. Lindsay Sullivan with the Stable Workplaces Initiative will be talking about how businesses overall can bring training into the workplace that not only helps a business handle some of the things like sexual harassment, some of the employee safety trainings that some businesses are actually required to go through. There will be a way to harness all of that under one roof from an education perspective, but then also working to see what other leadership, business administration trainings that can be brought to the workplace to create what is a stable environment, one that allows employees to thrive and the business feel like they are supported appropriately from different areas throughout the community. Then Devin Lyle works with Wilkes Recovery Revolution. You know, we talked last year at Vision Northwest North Carolina about just how the base for employment is changing, and we see the demographics trending downward in terms of being able to get to replacement population. People aren't having as many kids, so we've got to make sure that we are tapping every possible workforce sector out there. And part of that is the folks that are coming through recovery. Wilkes Recovery Revolution has started what is now a nationwide scalable program that works with people that are coming out of incarceration or coming through recovery programs and gets them work ready. That's help with identifying career paths, everything from that to helping place them in meaningful jobs that can have a meaningful impact on their lives coming out of a difficult situation. And that program started right here in our own backyard. So again, check out Vision Northwest North Carolina. The agenda's online at boonechamber.com. We're adding those breakout sessions today. You can get a look at the full agenda. We'll have more information about the speakers that coming out over the next few weeks. And we've got a limited number of seats available for this annual Economic Development Summit that comes up May 25th right here in Boone. Again, check out all the details at boonechamber.com. That'll do it for this installment of Mind Your Business. We are right back with you again, same time, same place next week here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.